The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A show jumping horse owned by the Army has failed a drugs test following an RDS horse show qualifier. I'm joined on the line by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent. Fionnán, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this is the front page story on the Indo this morning, so it obviously is very newsworthy. What happened?
Yeah, so this horse is from the equitation school in the Defence Forces. The stables are up in McKee Barracks in the Phoenix Park. And it was participating in a qualifier for the RDS horse show in Armagh back in May. It was selected for random blood testing afterwards. And that test, conducted by Horsesport Ireland under standard international doping rules, actually found that the horse failed. There was a controlled substance in the blood, not a banned substance, but one that is not allowed to be administered during competition. So this was a sedative that does have normal medicinal purposes for a horse that is injured or that is returning from injury. The result was sent back to the Defence Forces. There was a fine and cost attached. The Defence Forces then conducted their own investigation into what happened here. And here's the curious part. They said they were unable to identify or ascertain how the horse was given the prohibited substance. So
you said prohibited, but it's not prohibited. So it would be...
It is prohibited in competition.
Yeah, but it's controlled is how it's put. In other words, it has a pharmaceutical, a permissible use, but not in competition.
So the answer back you would kind of expect would have been, well, listen, the horse was injured, it had some medications in the system, and they just were still there by the time it came to competition. That wasn't the case here, though. There was no indication whatsoever that this horse was in any way injured. So it is a mystery to how this controlled substance ended up being given to this horse for this qualifier. The equitation school is around for 98 years. It's a pretty prestigious part of our defence forces. They have a long track record in terms of participation in show jumping at the highest levels, both participation in the Aga Khan and the Olympics over the years. They're regarded as experts in the field. The commanding officer will be appearing on television providing analysis as an expert on the show jumping in the Olympics. So it has a fairly stellar record. So it's pretty embarrassing that one of its horses would fail a doping test and no explanation for it.
Now, like any patient, I suppose, there's a patient record of any drugs that would be administered to a patient. So if the horse had any kind of injury or illness that required medication, all of that would be recorded on the horse's chart. And they're saying there's no record of any proper veterinary administration of this substance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Defence Force is very forthcoming here. As soon as they were contacted, came back on all aspects of the queries here, both from the Defence Force Press Office and the Army Equitation School. And they're basically saying, as part of the investigation, the Equitation School has been unable to identify or ascertain how the horse came into contact. They continue to work in close coordination with their team of vets to ensure the health and welfare of all horses in the equitation school. And each horse's medical history is diligently maintained and a record of all medications recorded. So they're not saying there was any administration error here or that it was possible that this was done accidentally and just not recorded. They're saying there are thorough records given here. They're also saying that basically, their point is: look, this is a controlled medication. It's not a banned substance. It's controlled, therefore prohibited during competition. But that it does have normal uses as well. They're saying that the sedative is prescribed for use in a variety of situations, such as the exercises of horses returning from restricted activity due to injury. They're also saying that this sedative would have no beneficial performance-enhancing effect on this very calm horse.
But for any horse, I mean, going into a round of jumps. You wouldn't want them to be a bit dozy, you know. You'd prefer them to be alert.
If it was an excitable horse, which this horse isn't, you may want to use a sedative just to calm him down a wee bit. There are, however, experts in this area who said that, you know, there are reasons why people will administer sedatives like this in training, and that's basically why it is tested to see if medication like this is being given to a horse nearing competition.
And using it in training, what's the purpose of the sedative? I mean, it can hardly make the horse jump higher, can it?
Yeah, so there's no suggestion here of anything untoward in relation to defence horses, but experts in that area are saying that drugs like this are given to horses in training because when you are basically in training and getting them to jump higher, this can result in them basically being hit on the shins with fence poles, and this can spook the horse. And as a result of that, they're basically saying some horses are sedated to get them used to this process of jumping higher while the fence poles are higher and they're getting hit by them. So that's basically why drugs like this are tested for in competition to see if there is any trace. As you say, if the sedative was being used for some practical medicinal purpose, you'd say that's a reasonable excuse. It would normally take about 2 to 5 days to leave the bloodstream. So if the horse was injured, it would be quite practical that the drug was still within the system. But the defence forces are saying that is not the case here. This horse was not given this drug for a medicinal purpose recorded by their vets.
And by the way, that use of the sedative in training, were it to be so, is that legal as long as they're not on it when they're actually competing?
Yeah, so herein lies both the competition issues and also the ethical issues around how you train horses for show jumping. And that area, as you know, we've seen in recent cases, there is a lot of discussion around the ethics of horse training and how far the horses are being pushed to achieve faster and higher course clearing. And that's basically where it comes in here. Yes, it is not good practice to be using this for anything other than what the drug is intended for. And secondly, it is regarded as unethical to basically be using it in this fashion. Again, there's no suggestion whatsoever that the defence forces are doing so, and their procedures are at a very high standard. They're not some random back road stables we're talking about here. This is a very professional outfit with a very long and distinguished track record. As an aside, Pat, the owner of this horse is actually the Minister of Defence, who is Tánaiste Micheál Martin. So on the official paperwork, you do have listed this is a six-year-old gelding, which
so,
is basically...
So Micheál Martin has a drugs offence?
Yes, basically. a horse which he owns basically has gone down that route. We thought he was just a GA man from the Nemo Rangers below in Cork.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.